So it's a pretty common sort of question in the test. Rheology, here I'm just simply introducing you to some terminology. It's the science concerned with flow and deformation of matter. So engineers like to study rheology. There's a guy down in Townsville who's quite big on this stuff. Viscosity then is dealing with the flow or the ceasing of flow of simple liquids. In the case of colloidal systems, we now don't have a simple liquid. We have got a liquid with the dispersed phase particles sitting on the inside of it. Now those dispersed phase particles, then they actually occupy some of the volume in the liquid. That's the first thing. We call that a hydrodynamic effect. And then the other thing is the particles are repelling each other. Sometimes they're attracting each other. They're bumping into each other. So these are called interparticle effects. Now the result of these effects are that the viscosity will be higher than the pure liquid itself. And at high concentration, then the viscosity may change with the strength of the shearing stress that you apply. So here the example would be if you take a non-drip paint, if you try and stir that can of paint really quickly, you just can't do it, it's just too hard. In contrast, if you try and stir it slowly, there's no problem. And the reason is you have got this combination of hydrodynamic and interparticle effects, the high concentration inside that paint, and the shearing stress that you're using then is resulting in a different viscosity to the fluid when you try and move it.